Hi there, my name is Blake, and this is your Nerd of God Cast Daily Devo. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I love cartoons. Like, seriously, no joke, for the majority of my life, that was literally all that I watched. Just ask my wife. I've always been fascinated by the art of animation. And watching a various amount of these cartoons, do you want to know what I've noticed? There is a particular pattern that tends to appear. That pattern comes in the form of catchphrases or popular sayings that appear more than once. More often than not, this phrase will be uttered by the main character. I've also found that these sayings normally surface when something epic is about to happen. I mean, think about it. Let's take a look at some of my favorite cartoon characters. There's Lion-O from the Thundercats, who looks into the Sword of Omens and says, "Give me sight beyond sight," so that he can see when trouble is afoot. There's Optimus Prime of the Transformers, when him and his fellow Autobots are about to go out on a mission and save the day and do something completely and totally epic. He says, "Autobots, transform and roll out." There's Prince Adam of Eternia, who turns into He-Man by lifting his sword up in the air and saying, "By the power of Grayskull, I have the power." There's Courage the Cowardly Dog, who anytime he's about to run into the face of danger to save his precious family, well, mainly Muriel, am I right? But he looks into the camera and says, "The things I do for love." And then there's a character like Ben 10, who's got this Omnitrix full of different aliens with different powers that he can just turn into. And when he's about to do that, he says, "It's hero time." The list goes on and on. This is just a few of my personal favorites. But do you see what I mean? When I originally started thinking about this, it reminded me of something. It reminded me of a particular situation that Jesus was placed in, known as the crucifixion, otherwise simply put as the death of Jesus. This story is among the infamous when it comes to scripture and the life of Jesus. Now, there was a lot that occurred to leading up to this moment, and I mean a lot. But what I want to focus on is what Jesus said as he was being crucified. I'm going to read a passage from John chapter 19. It's verses 28 through 30. It says, "Jesus knew that his mission was now finished, and to fulfill scripture, he said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, 'It is finished.' Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." For those who may or may not know, Jesus was born to die. He was the reset button for all of humanity. His death would become the defeat of all sin. Crimes we should have paid for, Jesus took the penalty so that we would never have to. That is what is happening here. When the moment comes and Jesus is about to give his last breath, he utters the phrase, "It is finished." I know he only said this once, but it is epic and worthy enough to be mentioned here. This is the phrase Jesus uttered before the most epic thing recorded in history. Jesus rising from the dead. Right before Jesus rises from the grave and puts an end to death, defeating the grave forever, he says, "It is finished." That is most epic. So remember, as you're going through life, whether you're watching a cartoon or reading through the Bible, be on the lookout for key phrases. When you come across them, chances are something truly epic is about to happen. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you want to hear more, feel free to listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show, available wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Be sure to follow us across all social media platforms at Nerd of Godcast, and check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. My name is Blake for the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, and until next time, kick back, relax, and enjoy the music.